Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment, our monthly conversation with the Lincoln County Commission and Commissioner Kent Conley joining me live over the phone this morning. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good morning. Nice day today.
Hey, nice day it is. Appreciate you taking some time with us, Commissioner. And, you know, let's just start with maybe the economics of Lincoln County, Commissioner, something we've not touched on here for a couple of months. So amidst COVID-19 and of course, coal and natural resources all taking a hit. What is the latest model showing as far as economics around the county, Lincoln County?
The models that come out, they put out a second what's known as Craig report, which is a projection of the money come back even worse than what it was before. Most of your counties in the state are going to experience 9 to 10% loss of sales tax. Some counties as much as 26. Lincoln was definitely on that path, and as everybody knows, we've been talking about the Rocky Mountain Power coal mine, and the gas fields really kicked in even harder. The gas fields, we were preparing for this for the last 5 years, and have actually downsized in people and really held our budgets up tight. And so we were a little better prepared, but only a little bit. Our losses will be around $3.7 million in this county. Some of the surrounding counties around it were anywhere from $10 to $20 million. And so things are going to be very tight. We've had to actually deal with the fact that we'll probably take out of our reserves to be able to function this year because of COVID-19 and because of the downturn in the economy. And we're pretty much in total agreement on the three of us. We've always said to the state, you need to be spending your rainy day money. And so that applies to us. In our rainy day fund, we will be going into it for there. Right now, we are trying to stay away from having to lay off and cut services, but in the spectrum of what's coming in the next 2-3 years, that's going to be hard to do. And I think the people though need to understand that they've been doing a very good job with COVID-19 and the recovery and how we're coming back. But there's a lot of businesses hurting, a lot of stuff is going down. The whole spectrum of that $1.25 billion that the state's dealing with, I will be in a meeting all the rest of this week trying to discuss how we can try to offset some of those costs and take care of. There isn't anybody that isn't affected by COVID-19, financially or otherwise. And so that's kind of the realization of how it's working out. And so money's tight. The economy will come back. And Lincoln County is very versed in crashes and then coming back up, you know, what we call the yo-yo effect of Wyoming, boom and bust, basically, is the old terminology. And this is just a bigger bust because of the COVID-19. And like I said, we're dealing with a changing landscape on power and everything else like that. But we do not want to see the ratepayers of Wyoming get overcharged with what's going on with that. I believe somebody in California, Oregon, Washington, Utah wants to pay more for power, more power to them. But we do not think the Wyoming voters should have to do that until they are asked and are part of that process, because these public utilities are public and they get public funds to help operate them. And so our thrust is going to be very much concentrated. We're very, very busy in a lot of meetings. We're trying to come out of a Zoom meeting or Zoom meeting to death. Like I said, I'll be in Hewlett all week this week, and the other two commissioners are doing the same thing. We're keeping track of what's going on. And of course, everybody's watching if there's going to be a second wave. We're doing very well in Lincoln County. The people need praised for how they're doing it. Respecting one another's rights is maximum in this environment right now. And we, the Wyoming people, are standing up and doing a good job.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us this morning. Commissioner mentioned the yo-yo effect and the boom and bust. There's concern that this recent economic downturn, even before COVID, with coal and power production, coal-powered production specifically, maybe not be coming back. What are the current conversations regarding a maybe potential sell of the Kemmer Power Plant, and where does coal production stand looking forward here?
Senator Doc Stetter's legislation that he led the way through down through there has been paving the way for it. We will testify in front of the Public Service Commission on behalf of the ratepayers. We're very much engaged in that to make sure this power plant down here goes back on the market, in the open market to do it. We absolutely believe new technology should be used in it. There are many, many ways of using coal, turning it to diesel, turning it to this. That's what we need to be a part of. And not only that, we're a main hub for natural gas. Should be inducing coal keeping coal as the main base of what it is and creating coal products. Carbon fiber, unfortunately, makes the windmills. Carbon fiber makes space shuttles. It makes tied to everything. Carbon fiber is in fiber optics. And so those are places and stuff that we are actively searching for new avenues to come in and out of this state. And we have got to look at how that change hits us. Will it go away completely? I've always stood by this thing. I'm a coal miner from way back when, and that's where I started out in my career. And I said it then, coal comes and goes, but it never goes all away. And I'm a firm believer in that, but we've got to be part of the process to make it what the new coal processes look like and how we handle it. Our working class people in the mining industry up and down the county, and there's a lot of people travel in and out of our county coming from different counties. It just doesn't affect Lincoln. It affects the other counties around us, which makes it a statewide issue. And that we have got to be very cognizant of it, got to keep up with the times and what things are about to change, because things will change. Technology always is technology. We're talking on something that was five times the size of my hand 20 years ago, and now it's just this flat thin sheet. And so we've got to be part of that positive thinking and going ahead. But yes, we will be going through some changes. It's imperative that we're part of those changes and retaining our one of our number one goals when we testify in front of the Public Service Commission is to make sure that the Wyoming ratepayers, who we're part of, do not have to pay the bill for what somebody else wants. And by that same token, keeping what we have, retaining of the jobs we have. The gas and oil, that always comes back. This COVID thing could take it longer. That's the really, for example, right now in the coal and gas side, the Toronto Basin is in Sweetwater County, which the coal comes from our county and natural gas comes from our county to fuel those places, is basically shut down because they can't ship their product out to make all the plastics and Ford Chevy respirators and everything else like that near Minnesota rockets. And if you watch SpaceX launch the other day, solid rocket fuel comes from Truma. And so, but those processes, in order to make that product, they need the coal. They need some kind of energy source to do it. We need to be a part of that.
Commissioner Kent Conley with us this morning. Commissioner, thanks for your time. Anything else that the commission is focused on right now you wanted to mention this morning?
Our focus right now is trying to get somewhere back to normalcy in the life on how we function, just like the fair. We're moving ahead with this. COVID-19 is COVID-19. It's not going away, but by that same token, we can't curl up and die. People have got to live and got to exist in it. We've done it with flus. We've done it with different pandemics. I was always told about the people when we had different areas in 1920 where we closed the valleys off. We don't want that. We want to be able to live and maintain our lives. And like I said, we're doing a good job, and we should be rewarded for it and are. We'll be going for exemptions. We'll be going for different things so we can be able to get our economy back up and running to anything like normal. And Exxon Corporation will be expanding someday. If they can get back in the marketplace, those are bright spots in it. And there's two or three different things like that are on the horizon. We just got to get to a point to get them back and also make this an environment where they want to come.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, thank you for your time today.